program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We are talking about the offense of the cross, the scandal of the cross. Yes, Jesus faced the prospects of the old rugged cross to die there in such an awful, disgraceful way. And when Jesus was finally crucified, he was crucified between two criminals, right in the middle, giving the appearance that he was the worst one. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." He goes on in the latter part of this chapter to talk more about that. And he says in verse 22, For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes, to think that the great God of eternity, the Almighty One in whom we live and have our being, that this one would become as a human being and die as the worst of criminals would die on an old rugged cross was unthinkable, and it was scandalizing to talk about this. Paul had to face this when he preached the old rugged cross. Yes, the offense of the cross. In the 16th chapter of Matthew, we have Jesus saying he must die, and how that Peter says no, and how that Jesus says that Peter represents Satan, and he says, "Get behind me, you don't understand the things that be of God." And then Jesus went on to say here, in verse 24 of the 16th chapter of Matthew, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Yes, if we are to follow Jesus today, we must believe in the message of the cross, and then we must ourselves die. We must ourselves take upon ourselves our own cross and die to sin. And he says that we must lose our life, because in losing it, we will find it. In the 6th chapter of Romans, Paul referred to such a thing as this, when he talks about them being dead to sin and them being buried with Christ in baptism. And he went on to say in this chapter, verse 6, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." So to become a follower of Christ, we must believe in the crucified Christ, and then we must be crucified ourselves as we die to sin, and then as we are buried in the watery graves of baptism, even as Christ was buried in the tomb, and then we are raised to walk in newness of life as we live a new life, having died to sin. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So we're talking about the scandal of the cross, the offense of the cross. The original preaching of Christ on the old rugged cross was very offensive. And Jesus, as he got nearer to the cross and he talked about the cross, the number of his disciples became fewer. And when he actually died on the cross, they were dispersed and scattered. And there he was alone. And then when he died, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It's like Jesus says, "Will you also go away?" When he began to talk about the old rugged cross. And when we began to talk about a commitment to Christ today and dying to sin, men do not want to hear that. It's a scandal to them. They'd rather live in their sins. I challenge you today that you accept the message of the cross and die to sin to live for him. Thank you for listening.